DJ Roo and this is Chill 30, and I'll be bringing you another 30 minutes of chilled out music and Christian meditation. Your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Once there was a man who went out to sow corn, As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, where it was stepped on and the birds ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, and when the plants sprouted, they dried up because the soil had no moisture. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up with the plants and choked them. And some seeds fell in good soil. The plants grew and produced corn, 100 grains each. This is what the parable means. The seed is the word of God. The seeds that fell along the path stand for those who hear, but the devil comes and takes the message away from their hearts in order to keep them from believing and being saved. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who hear the message and receive it gladly, but it does not sink deep into them. They believe only for a while, but when the time of testing comes, they fall away. The seeds that fell among thorn bushes stand for those who hear, but the worries and riches and pleasures of this life crowd in and choke them, and their fruit never ripens. The seeds that fell in good soil stand for those who hear the message and retain it in a good and obedient heart, and they persist until they bear fruit. Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8 and 11 to 15.
I sing how lovely are your dwelling places. My soul simply longs for your company. As my heart and my flesh surrender to the living God, I know apart from you, I am incomplete. As my heart and
natural processing unit overmode.
Thank you.
Jesus said in a loud voice, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in him who sent me. Whoever sees me sees also him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. If anyone hears my message and does not obey it, I will not judge him. I came not to judge the world, but to save it. Those who reject me and do not accept my message have one who will judge them. The words I have spoken will be their judge on the last day. This is true, because I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has commanded me what I must say and speak. And I know that this command brings eternal life. What I say then is what the Father has told me to say." John chapter 12, verse 44 to 50. Early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb, so they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down to the ground, as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life. Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 9. Thanks for listening to Chill 30, brought to you by DJ Roo. Chill 30.